Today's Perek B'Tanach is Melachim Aleph, Perek Chav Beit. And so we have seen that Achav did Teshuvah, at least the type of Teshuvah that Anshei Nineveh did, which itself was a machloket. Was it a serious Teshuvah? Was there any elements of seriousness? Was it just La'ayin as Yonah ben Amitai? Tainez with the same words of Eliyahu, get me out of here, I'd rather die. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu sticks it in Eliyahu's face with the closing words of the previous Perek. You see, Achav has been nichna. That's what I want. And we also saw the amazing Medrash that says that he used to have the Yehoshaphat coming and giving him Malkut every single day, again and again. So this actually becomes the first opening that we have to a reconciliation between Malchut Yisrael and Malchut Yehuda. We know that at the very beginning of Malchut Omri, the choice of Omri, according to Medrash, was made because of the fact that Mishpachat HaMelucha B'Yehuda married into Omri's family. And that itself was the reason that he was able to win out in the War of the Generals, which is remarkable. That is, it means that all along, the Yisrael, with Beit Yosef, recognized that the legitimacy of any future Malchut is all linked to the legitimacy of the true Malchut, which is Malchus Beis David. So that it's not surprising that whatever level of teshuva that Achav was doing here, which he responded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message now with Eliyahu, was in the end a kesher back to the family of Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, where he had come from, where the intermarriages between the Melochim had come. And so, Vayeshvu Shalosh Shanim, there were now 3 years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him in which there were no fighting with Aram. Ein milchama bin Aram ubein Yisrael. But it's obvious that the brit of those years had not been kept. Because, after all, what was the promise of the dear brother that was allowed them to make peace was the fact that he said, I'm going to give you back the cities. Well, one of the cities was Ramot Gilad. It was never given back. It was just words. They signed on a treaty that, of course, the Palestinians never keep the treaties. It's just a question of being able to report back that you've signed. And since we're talking about over here, Lavan Ha'arami, as we've seen, were Muslim again and again, back to Lavan, was all lies. And the entire basis of the liberalism of Achav, and perhaps even the show of teshuva of Achav, is a deep down orma, perhaps fooling even himself. Who says that Lavan Ha'arami didn't fool himself? Bilam certainly did, which is Lavan Ha'arami. Mot nafshi, mot yesharim. I mean, obviously, these are people that live in lies. Achav, as we saw before, the Gemara in Chulin defines him as the king who lives in lies. Melech Moshe makshiv al dvar sheker, kol mishatav reshaim. That makshiv al dvar sheker was the basis of the war with Aram, which is the entirety of sheker. If there's elements of tshuva that is real in Achav, then we expect to find that he won't have a problem with Aram. And so for 3 years, indeed, there's no further fighting. Bein Aram uvein Yisrael. In the third year of all things, he is beginning to feel that his tshuva was mitkabelet. If his tshuva is mitkabelet, then instead of having Yehoshaphat sneak in every day with a whip, why not make it official? Comes along remarkably. Vayered Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda El Melech Yisrael. For the first time, we have an official delegation. The king himself of Yehuda comes to visit with Achav. Wow. And we'll see that they were mitchatein with each other, the families, and mixed with each other. We see in Divrei HaYomim, Yehoshaphat was a remarkable tzaddik, and he had established shoftim all over, he had established yeshivot all over to teach people the Dvar Hashem, and when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at him, he immediately responded with the whole tshuva movement and bringing people to recognize it's either truth or consequences. So it was complete emet that he was looking for. There was no compromise with Yehoshaphat, except in one thing, and this the Navi identifies later, the fact that he was willing to compromise by connecting himself to Achav, and later on to Ahaziah's seat. And so Yehoshaphat, obviously thinking that now is the time, and they were always convinced that, of course, the break-off of Yeravam, which was meant to be 36 years, that was only ruined because of the fact that we didn't have Bitachon Male. And we'll see in Divrei HaYomim the unbelievable story of the war of Yehoshaphat with Moab, which they went out to war by saying Hallel and bringing the orchestra. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who was never such a thing in history. Ultimate Bitachon. So the Asa, where the failure was, that it was Doresh al-Rofim, which broke the 36 years, was the main thing that was addressed by Yehoshaphat. No reliance on arms, no reliance on Rofim. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, we go out to war with musical instruments. Unbelievable. So this Yehoshaphat now comes indeed to be Ma'ached, the Melachim, the Melachim. He comes to Melech Yisrael. Vayomer Melech Yisrael al Avadav. So the Melech Yisrael now is speaking to his own court. And the Gemara brings from Divrei Hayomim, in this, defining this entire discussion in the Chulin. It's interesting that that's where it is. So it brings the psukim that show that Yehoshaphat and Ahab were both sitting in a Sanhedrin formation. They were sitting in the Goren. As we just learned, Sanhedrin Aitaka Chatzi Goren Agula. So that means there was a hitkarvut. They wanted to do things together. And that was the whole point of his coming. So when the Melech Yisrael brings this up in front of his cabinet, he says, Hayedatem kilanu Ramot Gilad. Are you aware of the fact that Ramot Gilad is our city? Not only is it our city, it is the ultimate representation of whatever truth was finally attained between Yaakov and Laban. That's where they come now. Gal-Ed is the whole point of Gil-Ad. So this is the point where we're supposed to have been Mekayim Arbrit. And this idiot never returned Ramot Gil-Ad. And now that we've been Mitaken and we are a Malchut of Emet, which is fascinating because, of course, the entire sugya of Kol Mishartav Rishaim, because he's a Mashiach Makshiv Advar Sheker, is in terms of this sugya. How did Yehoshaphat eat when he came to visit Ahav? Because it says Vayasitehu. Vayasitehu, says the Gemara, can only be by making a barbecue and giving him some. Who made the barbecue? Did nobody coach? What hechsher did they have? Maybe the people were okay. No, Moshe Makshivat Vashaker. So it's on this Ma'amad that we bring out the fact that there was no honesty in Ahav. It was Orma to himself. It was never real. There was no realness in him. All of his fakery with Izevel and, see no evil, hear no evil. I would do nothing against liberal law. And the man is a phony. And so he turns to Yehoshaphat. Vayomer Yehoshaphat. What do you say? Wait, I'm sorry, didn't I? Gilan or Ramot Gilad? You know it's our city. V'anachtu machashim mikachat otam miyad melech Aram. What are we thinking? The man is not keeping his treaties. It's time for us to take it back by force. Turns to Yehoshaphat. Vayomel Yehoshaphat. What do you say? It's remarkable. Obviously, he wasn't going to act until he had Yehoshaphat on his side. So in other words, what we saw before in Ahav, that he lost his ability to command, lost his ability to fight, was given a year's warning to organize. He never felt that he could ever get the Malchut together again because he was cut off from any real vision of what the Malchut was for Yisrael, believed that indeed the tikkun of bringing together the Yehoshaphat would mean that together they would bring victory. That's clear. It's not a coincidence that the 3 years, Yehoshaphat comes, and now all of a sudden he's saying it's time to go up to Ramot Gilad. So it's because Yehoshaphat is here, he asks him, would you participate? Vayomer Yehoshaphat al-Melech Yisrael, the Gemara is medayik that these words mean complete and absolute commitment of an identity of Yehud and Yisrael. Kamoni kamocha, ka'ami ka'amecha, kisusai kisusecha. We are one people. And again, we see the deep desire on the part of Yehoshaphat to be one people. Avdi David melech aleihem, as we see in the end, the vision of Mashiach. And the Gemara is derech from here. Gemara says, maybe he didn't eat Achav's hechsher. Maybe they brought along their own food. No, because it says, kamoni kamocha, kami kamecha. So he's saying the whole point is, well, you really believe that you can make one people with different hechshers? You crazy? Amazing Gemara. And obviously, he wasn't mafrid himself in any way. That was the whole point. It can't be that in that moment he's going to go around now and eat from a different action. Can you imagine? Vayomer Yehoshaphat el Melech Yisrael. One thing I say, which is droshna kayom edvar Adonai. If we're going to go to war, we need to have, that's the din, you need to ask. So, says Achav, I certainly am able to do that. I keep a whole team of religious people here. Like boats, Melech Yisrael at Anavim ki Arba Meot Ish sounds very suspiciously like the Arba Meot Naviei Ashira that Ezevel never handed over to be wiped out by Elio, who perhaps have changed their suits. They now wear black hat, and, you know, and now it's all about what's the name of the Lord? Oh, yes, indeed.
Are we branded today?
And they're all sitting there being. I mean, if you're a psychic, it doesn't really matter whose psychic you are. So Vayomer Aleim, so he asks his Nevi'im, Ha'ilecha Ramot Gilad l'milchamai mechdal. Tell me what to do. Shall I go? Or if you tell me not to go, I won't go. Vayomru Alei, go absolutely. V'tein Adonai b'yad ha'melech. I guess they didn't say God said that, but sounds like, and may God give. But we hedge our bets, you know. We didn't quite say that God will. So, okay. Vayomer Yoshafat, hold on a minute here.
Can I get a second opinion? Exactly.
Yes. That's not a joke. Actually, the Gemara says, how did he know 100% we're going to have it in our Sanhedrin? How did he know 100% this ain't real Nevi'ut? It's because he had a Kabbalah that ain't Shnei Nevi'im mit Nabin Belashon Echad. Just like we saw in Sanhedrin. A Pasuk can be Yotzele Kama Ta'amim, but you can't have Kama Ta'amim in different psukim. It's the same idea. So he had this Kabbalah. If everybody's saying the same thing, we got problems. Might there be another Navi that we're hiding? well, says Ahav, actually, there is another guy, but I hate his guts. I mean, Vayomer Melech Yisrael Yehoshaphat. Well, there is actually. But, I mean, this guy is vicious. I mean, you don't want to ask him. Oh, the ish echad v'droshet Adonai me'oto, but ani sinetiv, I hate him. He always says bad things. You don't want to ask a Navi who's going to say something bad to you. I keep the Navi and we'll say good things. That's amazing. Ki loyit nabe'alai tov ki imra. He always has something bad to say. His name is Michayu ben Yimla. And of course, this was the same Navi Echad that we saw all along. Vayomer Yehoshaphat. Oh, please. That's not nice. Oh, Yomar HaMelech King. I mean, a Navi says what he's got to say. I mean, don't turn it into something personal. Please. It's interesting. The interrelationship is the only time we see how he tries to keep him on that straight and narrow. Calls him HaMelech, gives him gentle tochacha. But it's tochacha. Very interesting. Vayikra Melech Yisrael Sarisachat. So he calls one of his men. It was only half a man. And that's why we call him a Saris, because basically he is, for all intents and purposes, as the Gemara says, he might as well be castrated, because he can't say what you want to say. You don't have the wherewithal to say it. So you might as well... Yes, the testicular fortitude, excellent. And therefore, he is a Saris. We're going to see that's the whole point, is that he is going to insist that it be said according to the king's wishes. Vayomer, he says, get Michaya ben Yimla here quick, will you please? And we're going to see later on that he was actually keeping him in prison. So this is sort of like Paro and Yosef at Maharad, bring him here quickly. Umelech Yisrael, Yehoshaphat Melech Yehudah, Yoshvim Ish al Kiso, and this is the pasuk that we bring that shows that they're so mechubar one to another. They're each on their royal chair, melubashim begadim, wearing their bigde malchut, begoren, obviously not really a goren, says the Gemara, must be Sanhedrin Yoshev bechatzigoren agula, petach shar shomron, I mean, otherwise, why do you think the petach shar shomron is a goren? The petach is always shar, is the mokum Sanhedrin. V'chol ha-neviyim mitnab'in lifneihem, and they're all sitting there, big mitnabe. No, so yeah, we saw already that you had Sabe the Baata. The Zakenim were also Anshe Sheker. And at this point, I mean, Sitkio ben Kedana gets really into it because, you know, until now, perhaps Yehoshaphat picked up the idea that the Navi said, go and God shall be with you. Shall be with me or will be? God shall be with you. Shall be. Well, shall be. So he decides, all right, we better go all the way here. And he gets himself into a frenzy in which he makes Karnei Barzel
Vayomer ko amar Adonai. Now, it's the first time anybody said that. Ba'ela tenagach et Aram. We are, after all, the Malchut Bet Yosef. Bechor Shoro Hadarlo. The Karnei Re'im Karnav, which, of course, is the same Gemara in Baba Kama, as Vayaz Lotzikyo Ben Kanana Karnei Barzel, which is a raya to the Mazik. Karen Amazik. Which, of course, we saw before the raya to Adam Amazik. So the Mazikin are coming from Harobe, but he's saying, Beit Yosef is compared to a Karen. Use the Karen, the Keach of Beit Yosef, to be Menageach at Aram, at Kalotam. And indeed, God so does say that it's no longer wishy-washy. V'chol ha'neviim nibim kein lima. They're all going wild over there. Shamanic arts here. Alei Ramot Gilad. V'atzlach. V'natam Adonai b'yad ha'melech. It's as if it's already given. May it be so. May it be so. Well, it is always Tzidkiyah ben Kanana, you know. It shall be so, he says. I didn't say it. V'ha'malach asher halach l'kro Michayo. All of a sudden, the saris now turns into a malach. He's calling Michio, and he speaks to Michio. Of course, you'll say the right thing, right? I mean, we're taking you out to say the right thing, are we not? So, hinena divrei ha-neviim pe'achat tovam. Everybody's saying something good. Please, don't mess it up. Yehina divarcha kidvarachat miyam v'divarta tov. You want to say the right thing? We are taking you out of prison, after all. Vayomer Michio, the right thing. Chai Adonai ket asher yomar Adonai elai oto adaber. You may have heard Lavan Arami saying that as Bilam, that you want to hear the right thing. Sure, we'll say the right thing. Whatever God says. So, it's you again, my old friend. Michayu. What do you say? Well, I say, sure, go. V'natan Adonai b'yad ha'melech. The Lord shall give it into your hands. Shall? Wait a minute. You sound like one of these phonies. Now, come on. At kame pa'amim ani meshbiyecha, asher lo tedaber elai, rak emet, b'shem Adonai. All of a sudden. This is the guy who a minute ago exposed the fact that he won't even listen to the man because he only tells him the truth. And now, all of a sudden, the big tzaddik doesn't want, don't tell me what I want to hear. I called you here only as I always do. And every time you give me such a hard time about it, until I force you to say the absolute truth, Bidvar Hashem, do I really have to go through this again? Yoshafat, you see what kind of problems this guy makes? To get him to tell you the truth is a real problem. It's an unbelievable scene. So, the truth is that Michayu had not been given a message. And therefore, when he said, Ale, it's a bracha. Sure, you want to go, go. Favos minish. But if you're asking me, I had a very interesting nevias, which wasn't meant for you. But if you'd like, I'd share it with you. Vayomer ra'iti et ko Yisrael nefotzim el ha'arim. Katzona she'en lehem ro'eh. You know, I'm the same guy who told you, you can be a king. Take a year, learn to be a king, the new way. Came back after the year, and you gave me your liberal insanity, in which I saw it was hopeless. I saw, Beneviut, that Klal Yisrael was Katzon Asher Ein Lahem Ro'eh, the thing that Moshe was terrified about. Let them not be Katzon Asher Ein Lahem Ro'eh. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitein Ish Al HaTzibur Asher Ruach Bo. That's what I've been trying to do. You were supposed to be the guy. And in my vision, I saw there is no guy. There is no you. Vayomer Adonai, and I hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Lo Adonim La'ela. These people have no master. Thank God. Because if they did, they'd all be dead. Yashuvu Ish Leveito B'Shalom. They'll all go home in peace. Because that's what's going to save them. The fact that they no longer have any real connection to Acha. Vayomer Melech Yisrael Yehoshaphat. You see? Hello, Amarti. I told you he was only going to say something bad. Amarti Alecha, lo yitnabe alai tov ki imra. Listen to this. You bring a guy out here, and what does he do? He spits in your face.
Why didn't he just go on the bracha?
Because Yehoshaphat wasn't going to go along. And it's clear he's not going without Yehoshaphat, even if it means having to drag out Michayu. Vayomer, and at that point, Michayu blows his mind. Okay. This is what we're talking about. I don't have nice things to say about you. You want to know what you are? Let me tell you what you are. L'chein shema devar Adonai. I had a vision here. Ra'iti et Adonai yoshev al kispo. V'chol tzva shamayim omed alav mimino mismolo. I saw that there was a din milamala about you. The Maiminim were Malamed Zechut. The Masvilim were Malamed Chova. Exactly as we saw in Iyov, in which that's the day of Rosh Hashanah, you're going out to war. That's the day of Din. And this is what I saw. And I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu say the most unbelievable thing. Mi yifatet Achav. The man loves to be seduced, to pretend that he's doing the truth. Who wants to go out and persuade him that this is the truth? V'yah, let him go up there, v'yipol b'Ramot Gilad. I'd love to see him die in Ramot Gilad. V'yomer zebekov, v'zomer b'chol. Everybody's got a different idea about how it is to destroy Achav. So Achav was really, says Chazal, and we're going to have it later on in our Masechta. He was shakul. Amazingly, he was oimed at this point, mechza al mechza. This guy who is the equivalent of Yerovam ben Nevat, was machti chayte or machti as Yisrael, was nichna, and he was oimed al mechza avaynais mechza zechuyais at this moment. And that's the pshat maiminim umas milim. So zelmer beko, mezelmer beko. Unbelievable. And Mandi Omar says, how's that possible? You're going to call him. And afterwards we see that the whole thing is thrown on his head. How could it be? Zechabekov. Maybe he had a big schus. His schus was, he's a vatrum b'mamono. Omar brings a rise of vatrum b'mamono. However, if you'll bring out the Rambam, we'll see how he learns the sunya so beautifully. Afal pi, says the Rambam in Ilchot Rotzeach. Afal pi sheyesh avonot chamurim mishvichut dami. There's lots of things worse than murder. Doesn't matter. There's nothing more destructive to the world than shvichut damim. Afilu avada zara. Ve'in tzarich lomar arayot or chilul shabbat. That doesn't cause damage to the world the way shvichut damim causes. Kishvichut damim. She'elu avonot hem me'averot she'ben adam lomakom. Of course, that violates modern Western theory. These sins have nothing to do with human. They're problems between man and God. אבל שפיכות דמים are מעבירות שבינו לבין חברו. וכל מי שיש בידו אבון זה, הרי הוא רשע גמור. ואין כל המצוות שעשה כל ימיו שקולים כנגד אבון זה. ולא יצילו מן הדין, שנאמר אדם עשוק בדם נפש, go way out. סייל למד מאחב. אחב is an עובד עבוד הזר. הרי נאמר בו רק לא היה כאחב, הוא הזמחתי את ישראל. And at this moment, he's referring to our sugya, Maiminim, Umas Minim. Ukeshenisteru avanotav zechuyotav. Lifnei Elohei Aruchot, going all the way back to Ilchot Teshuvah. Nisteru. In marichin, you have to be marit, that's orichin. Zechuyot, neged avanot. There was that moment in front of Elohei Aruchot. Lo nimtza avon shechivo kliya, and he was eimet shakul. V'lo haya sham davar echad sheshako kenegdo. Ela d'mei navot. It was only the previous pair. And this is what we're about to see. So indeed, says the Rambam, that's the whole point, is to show you that all the other things you could be shokel, something kenegdo is avodah zara. There's nischus, whatever it is. Gilui harayim, it's nischus. Chel Shabbos, nischus. Makes no difference. You don't know. You have no way of thinking in human terms, this is chomer, I don't like it. Who cares? You like it. It's been on a mamakam. It's none of your darn business. But murder? And this is the same lashon. There's nothing that more destroys Yishuvo Shel Olam. This is the Rambam's whole pshat in Torah Dover Kotten. Yavayas Abaya V'Rov, in which the entire sefer of the Yad HaChazakah, he says, this is, even though it's a davar katan, it's the great gift that God has given us for Yeshuva Shalala. So it's aimed keneged the destruction of the earth. That's the point. You want to understand life? Fine. That's a davar gala. But any child can understand halacha. And that is enough to keep you straight, non-destructive. And it's an amazing thing. It keeps you b'derech Yeshuva Shalala. It's amazing his consistency, the use of words, of every single concept. The way he takes the Gemara, miminam and mismalam, that malam b'shaya shakul. So he says, k'shaya shakel, lo haya davar sheshakul. I mean, it's unbelievable. Every single detailed word, right? So what happens at this point? So merbekov is el merbekov. We can't get a solution over here. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bezen Shemal is going to be hung best? Like today's sugya. Vayetze haruach. And so there was one ruach. And the Gemara says, yeah, that was the ghost of Navot. Vayamod lifnei Adonai. Vayomer ani afatenu. Let me, I'm the one that can teach the man to see right as wrong, and wrong is right. I'll seduce him. Vayomer Adonai Elav Bama. How exactly can you do that? Vayomer Etzei Ve'ayiti Ruach Sheker B'Ficho Neviyav. I will speak lies. The lies he wants to hear in the mouths of all of his Neviim. Vayomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Tifate seduce him. Vegam tuchal, and you will be successful. Say, out! Why out? Because as the Gemara says, Dover Shkarim, Lo Yikon Neged Einai. You want to speak sheker? You'll never come back here again. But there's no mechitzato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you're ready to be involved in sheker, so it says Rav Papa, that's the common saying. De parakine machriv beite. You pay back. You take revenge, destroy your own home.
Who is he speaking
to? This is Navot's spirit, the neshama of Navot. Ruach shel Navot. Zohar says, is it possible such a thing? First of all, asks the Zohar, Achav had the right to take Navot. Brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Komal Shlema B'Pashat HaMelech. And the way that Navot spoke to him. And how could, in an Olam HaEmet, how could it be that someone could say that it should be a Ruach Shaka? Right? Doesn't make any sense. Unless there's something wrong with Navot in the first place. So that there is, indeed, says the Zohar, there is an entire concept of a shadow world of Sheker that people can buy into. And they're completely sold to Sheker. And at that point, it's an alternative reality. It's a complete alternative reality. And there's times that the world lives with that alternative reality. So there is no Din Shamayim. The Shamayim is an alternative reality. It's their imagination. It's not amazing, though. And that's what Ruach shel Navot was shayach to. It was an appropriate ending for a man like Achav. To have lived all of this time together with Lav and Arami and to call him my brother, which we know the original brother is Achiv Ani Baramaut, said to Lavan. Except that when Yaakov Avinu said it, he meant, I will defeat you, Baramaut. And when Achav said it is, that's the way I want to live too. Let's manage to make a Brit of Ramaut. And therefore, this alternative, what does it mean? Look all around you. What does it mean? Everybody, all the idiots every day that speak
lies
to each other and say,
that
a covenant of lies that speak to each other, and each day they have to be mamik the lies in order to be able to stand up against the truth that's banging at the door. What do you mean? What does it mean? And this is where it comes from. The kayach of living in this was the unbelievable kayach of Achav, which has now becomes a paradigm for this whole idea. Someone who can always be seduced by another new idea, by the political wisdom. Always seducible. You say, how can anybody believe this? And how can anybody go to sleep with a woman like that? I mean, how can anybody? Would you ask people who want to be seduced why they're seduced? Are you crazy? That's what he's committed to, is seduction. Therefore comes along the Ruach and says, let's just do what he wants, says the Rambam, because in the destruction of the world, there's an undeniable reality. If you can't see that, then that's the ultimate checker. And that is Emet Keneged. Any amount of dinim that can indeed be looked at this way, and looked at this way, and you don't have any way of judging, but real destruction that knocks at the door, forget about it. There's no way out. And so we shall see now, in the continuation of this marvelous parak, what happens? And so note that despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, say, Ve'aseken, we learn out from here that because Dover Shekarim Lo Yikun LeNeged Einai, that this was the end of Ruach shel Navot. Say means out you go, you're never coming back here again. And this, says Michayo, this is what you're listening to. You're listening to a Ruach of Sheker. You wanted to commit yourself to Sheker, have it your way. It's clear that they're all lying because of the Kabbalah of Yehoshaphat. There's no way that 400 Nevi'im can be saying the same thing unless it's Sheker. And this is your opportunity. You change your mind now. Do tshuva now. It's even at this late moment. He's about to go out to be killed. The Baruch Hu is offering him with this Nevi'ut a chance at not going out. Vayigash Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, who was convinced that he was absolutely saying the truth, a true psychic. Vayaket Michayu al Alechi, he hits him, it strikes him across his cheek. Vayom, he's a chutzpah to speak like that. Eza va ruach adonai miiti ledaber otach. All of a sudden now, how is it possible that in some magical way, the Ruach Hashem that a moment ago was speaking through me, Ko Amar Hashem, that he would win, suddenly comes to speak to you and to say, I lie.
Okay. The day will come in which you will hide out because of your false neviut. A room within a room and hope that no one finds you in the closet. Grab that guy. Here it says vashiveu. Vashiveu means put him back where it was. Right? So then, tell them, so says the king, simu et zebet akela, put him into jail. Vachilu lechem lachatz umayim lachatz, and feed him just enough to survive. Ad boi v'shalom until I come back in peace from the war, and then we'll treat him to the din of an avi sheker. Vayomer mechoyu, im shof tashuv b'shalom lo diber adunai bi. If you ever do come back in peace, then I'm telling you right now, God never spoke to me. This is, of course, the same lashon that Moshe Rabbeinu himself says. If Korach Vadato dies like anybody else, then I made this whole thing up. No Hashem diberbi. So if that's possible, so then that's fine. Elio himself also said exactly the same thing. If I don't do it, im einata onelta, so he says, anini Hashem anini, veida kol ha'amase, but im einata onelbi, so then it'll be, ata sivot ed libama choranit. So it's as if I never was a Navi. I'm also ready to be kofar. You know, it's all you. It's all you're doing. So the Medrash puts together the three Naviim that spoke in this language, openly risked their Naviut to the Kiyum, despite the fact that it was a Dover Ra, so that there was an insight at that moment that the Tshuva would be Nimna from him. And this is where the Rambam understands that it was a Minia of the Tshuva. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll have to explain it on the basis of the slap itself. In other words, that the action that took place in the throwing him into jail became now the mekor of a Dvar Hashem that cannot be turned back. We find that when an action happens that's based on a neviut, it's a gezera that doesn't change, even though it's a gezera l'ra'ah. So otherwise, indeed, how can he say, maybe at the last minute, achav v'du teshuv? How can he actually say, if he comes back alive, it isn't God who spoke? Maybe it's God who spoke, and what can you do? Vayomer Michayahu im shav tashuv b'shalom din lo diber Adonai bi vayomer shimu amim kulam. I want this to be public to all of humanity. Very interesting that Micha, not Michayahu ben Imla, but Michayahu, the last of the Nevi'im, whose words, one of the last is Micha. He says the same words, right? It's 100 years later that Michayahu is a Navi, and for some strange reason he repeats these words, talks to all of the Ami, mentions the Karnei Barzel. It's a very, very strange relationship that the two have, because they have the same name. That we'll have to wait till we get there. But in any event, incredibly, Yehoshaphat was the one who asked, is there not another Navi here? He then, Vayal Melech Yisrael, Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, Ramot Gilad. He goes with him to Ramot Gilad. Not only does he go with him, but Achav says to him, you know, just in case, just in case Micha is telling the truth, how about if we change clothes? Hey, you pretend to be Achav. And see, I mean, obviously not going to kill you, because there was no gezeira against you. So then, I mean, he announced this whole thing. He puts me into a vulnerable position. You go out and act as if you're Achav, and I will dress up as a common foot soldier. So they won't get to me. And you're a tzaddik. You'll be nitzal. Why should, I mean, just because they'll think you're me, why is that the issue? It's interesting. I mean, this is it doesn't say beferish that... That the Dafkas switch begun. There's some who say this. I think it's one of the legends that Josephus brings. Is that this is what happened over here? So he says, "Hayom Melech Yisrael et Yehoshaphat." And you'll notice that Achav is not given a name here at all. It's as if it was Nimche Shmo from the closing of the previous parak. He no longer is called Achav. He's what's left now of Melech Yisrael, and that's the whole point that we're going to see in the war. Ein Adonim La'ela. This guy is not the Adon, and that is what Ben-Hadad wants to go out to destroy, to expose, that this guy is nobody. And so he says to Yehoshaphat, look, do me a favor, yitchafes uvova milchama, v'talavesh bigadecha. I am going to masquerade. I'm going to take off my big day malchut, and you can wear the beautiful clothing of a king, and there's no reason why they should go after you. But again, some say, Hitchapes, you wear my clothing. That's the point. So that you should be lavush, the begodim of the malchut, and Hitchapes melech Yisrael as a common soldier. Vayavol b'milchama. Now, meanwhile, the melech Aram had given orders, Tivat zarei arecha v'asherlo. He gave orders to the 32 Shloshim Vishnaim Limor, Lo tilachamu et katon vet gadol. This is not to be a war against the Jews. This is a war of exposing that phony Melech Yisrael. He's the only one I want shot. Ki im et Melech Yisrael avado, that's all you aim at. The rest is just defensive. They're convinced that's the Melech Yisrael. So they all start rushing after Yehoshaphat to kill Yehoshaphat, and this guy's and everybody's aiming at Yehoshaphat. And that's the only one they want to go after. Vayizak Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, or to his soldiers, both for Yehoshaphat, we know, that he was the one. I mean, it's a very strange situation. He was the one that in Divrei Hayomim, when he goes out to a war that's not even mentioned here in Malachim, which is the war with Moab and Yehoshaphat, he doesn't even go out to fight, as I mentioned to you. He goes out with musical instruments. And before he goes out, I mean, he tells everybody, this is the Yehoshaphat that tells his soldiers, all that we're interested in is listening to the Nevi'im. You listen to the Nevi'im, you're Nitzal. Someone who doesn't listen to the Nevi'im is destroyed. This is the one who asks for Navi. Michayu comes out, and Tzidkiyahu doesn't listen to the Navi. I mean, it's an astounding thing. He should have told Achav. Yehoshaphat doesn't listen to the Navi. Should have told Achav, we can't go out. There's no way I'm going with you. HaKadosh Baruch was telling you. It's all a Ruach Sheker. So it's an amazing story. And I mean, look, the truth is that what it is that Nevi'im say that run against the Kabbalah that Beis Dovid has, we see very often they don't do what the Nevi'im say. I mean, look, Chizkiyahu throws Yeshayo out of the room. He says, okay, you finished talking, goodbye. I'm not interested in what you have to say. I have a Kabbalah mi Beit Avi Abba. I have a Kabbalah from Dovid HaMelech. I don't accept when a Navi says something is bad. I don't accept the bad. There's always time to do teshuv. So Ekobit is the same thing. The one thing I don't accept, very good. You say there's no chance. Okay, thank you, Michayo. I'm Mekabel what you're saying. If you had said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't go. I would not have gone. But you're not saying that. You're saying that there was a Ruach Sheker and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said to go. And that the point of the Navi Sheker is that Achav should be destroyed. Okay. Achav could still do tshuva. Vayasef panav elakir, exactly like happens to Chizkiyahu. So there was nothing here that was Mechayev Yehoshaphat to accept the Nevi'ahs of Michayim. His whole purpose is indeed, clearly, as we see in Divrei Hayamim, his purpose is to be Ma'achid Klal Yisrael. And he does this, by the way, again and again. He joins up with Achav's son, also, again and again. His son joins up. It's obviously a powerful commitment that he has, not only to do teshuva, as I mentioned to you. He opened up at the midrashas all over. He sent people to teach every little town. He had a massive movement of teaching Torah. He is the one that was Mechadesh, the Imcha B'dvar Mishpat, and he speaks to all of the Shoftim, and how makbid they have to be, that everything has to be very clearly, that it's otherwise, if the Shechina is in Shaira, then you can end up with a Din Sheker. And the man was an incredible tzaddik, and he had this mission of being Ma'achei de Malchias. That's obvious. Otherwise, he's also in himself to go to Achav. And Lamaisa, the Navi, says again and again on numerous occasions. There's even a terrible Tosefta. The Tosefta says that we'll see later on, if you analyze the years of the Malchus that it talks about later of Achaziahu, the Pesuk is saying that Achaziahu is older than his father. So that's obviously not possible. And therefore, it's a reference, if you analyze the years backwards, where in the end, both Malchus Achav and the Malchus of Yehoshaphat are destroyed at the same day. You'll see that if you count those years back, you come to the day in which Omri was chosen because of the fact that he's marrying into Malchus Yehuda. And it was at that point that the Gezerah says that the Tosefta, it's a beautiful pasuk, referring to the Reayami. It says over there, it says, Ben Shloshim Vishtaim Shana Yoram B'mocho. And it says, Ben Arbaim Vishtaim Shana Achaz Yoram B'mocho.
which means if first it says ben esrim shtayim v'chiyech efshar leben shegodol mi'aviv, how can he be older than his father was by 20 years? Elakimon sheisi Asa melech Yehuda et bitoshel Omri melech Yisrael Yehoshaphat. It was when Asa now, I mean Omri rather, who had been married into, if you'll remember, had been married by Asa, he married now the daughter of Omri to Yehoshaphat. So it was at that point that they chose Omri, remember we mentioned, over the other generals. Nigzara gezera al malchut David shetichale im beit achav. And we'll see later on that it was indeed the opening to Beit Achav that is viewed as the source of the destruction of Malchut Yehuda, that end up doing Kib Beit Achav, in which they too marry with Ataliyahu. They marry now into, Atalia marry into the worst of the Goyim, which indeed once again brings in the Chet Chatoim of Avodah Zorah and so on into Yehuda, the same way they did with Achav. So this Chibur was not viewed positively by the Nevi'im. And later on, when they attempt to do a joint venture in maritime trade, which we're going to see, comes together now. They want to open up a joint venture of Yisrael and Yehuda to send boats from Eilat, again from Etzion Gaver, the way that Shlomo did, which is clearly an attempt to recreate the same sense of the international Malchut of Shlomo. And indeed, in Divrei Hayomim it says that even the Arabs used to send a tremendous amount of tribute. Yehoshaphat, he was building, and he was tremendously successful. And he did want to go into trade business as part of the Malchus Shlomo vision. That's where it goes to Etzion Gaver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bedafket says destroys that venture. And the boats are destroyed, and nothing works. And it's because of the fact that you're being mischabrit to Rishoyim. And here, in this war, and in the next war, Yehoshaphat is almost destroyed, almost killed. Everybody's coming out to destroy Yehoshaphat. Obviously, there's a message there to Yehoshaphat. He doesn't get killed, but I mean, he makes it out only by miracle. At the last moment, they realize that that's not really the Melech Yisrael. And nonetheless, he continues to insist. He's going to try to go together with these guys. I mean, it means that he's ignoring this simonim, and he holds that there are ways of being makar, these people. And then in the end, this, of course, is the ultimate anti-Eliyahu vision, right? Which Eliyahu is saying, keep away from them, stay away from them, they have nothing to do with them. Kanoki neti l'Hashem. And he, Tainitz, the very fact that it's Michayu and not Eliyahu that's saying this is because Eliyahu was Nitcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, I don't want that kind of Nevi'is. So I don't want that kind of Nevi'is. That is the moment that it's time to be Mechaber Yehuda and Yisrael, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not ready for another 100 years to take action against Yisrael, which obviously means that there's a Maharach Asav, and that there's a desire to be Marech Af in order that they should do Teshuvah. So who is the guy that's most likely to be Makar of them? Me, Yehoshaphat, the one who was Misaki now in Yisrael also to do Teshuvah, and you also to do Teshuvah. So it makes sense, and you really only get a sense of the depth of Yehoshaphat's commitment from Divrei Hayomim. Yeah, we're over there, we see what it is that is the history of Yehoshaphat, as opposed to what it is the politics of Yehoshaphat, which is what Malachim is all about. Yeah. The mashma'ut is that it could be done, but could only be done successfully. It's as simple as that. If you're not successful and you're ready to take cheap answers as solutions, you're going to fall with them. And then, look, if you take a look historically, this has always been the issue. Same thing happened with the Mizrahi movement. Exactly the same thing, right? In other words, Rav Kook took this approach. He took Yehoshaphat's approach, basically. Be makar of them, have patience with them, everything will be fine, and we should work together from Yisrael. It's true, Ramot Gilad is ours, we should fight. When it comes to the army, we'll fight together. That Amcha, Amik Amcha, and my susim are like your susim, and whatever befalls me should be, what befalls you should befall me. Tremendous sense over here of Rav Kook, speaking to the mouth of Yehoshaphat. The total opposite of, that's the Kanaut. That's exactly the Kanaut. Those were the two approaches that were Bizmanenu, exactly these two approaches. And it looked for a while like the Rav Kook approach was far more effective. The Kanoz approach was taking people further and further away, being matcha people more and more. And the other approach was respected, and on the contrary, these are the people we can relate to. The end result was a disaster. Most of the least respected people today are the settlers. These are the crazies. These are the Kanoim. It's like a mida keneged mida. But they're the ones who are looked at as the ultimate Kanoim. You know, at least the Haredim pulled out. They were smarter. You know? So it's one of those things where I can't tell you.
Either you succeed or you fail. But it doesn't mean that Derek is wrong. But it means that it needs to be done with absolute akpada on every last dotted I crossed T. And there's no such thing as a general approach of let's be tolerant and things will work out. That's terrible. You know, that, and the ultimate expression of that horrific element is in Rav Kook's own descendants. This, you know, the tikkun for sinas chinam is avas chinam, which is the complete breakdown of all mechitzas. Those words signify the end of that whole derech. The moment you believe in chinam, of any case, any sense, you have no derech at all. So that, it could be if it hadn't been for that nonsense, maybe the approach would have succeeded. But there were people that were of sufficient das and clarity to be able to continue the impression.
Rabbi once said an insight of this also. Rabbi said it's mutav. If I have to make a mistake, of which way, I'd rather make a mistake in that direction.
Yeah.
And not that he was saying that.
Right, but this is the way that it got translated. I'd rather make a mistake to have a srinam than to see a srinam. That you could be, you know, if that's the statement, fine. That could be, it's true. It could be. Yeah. Okay, but in any event, it didn't work, unfortunately. We don't have a record of such things working. Lots of people try. The truth is, Rav Kook himself wrote that. Rav Kook himself writes that in order to be able to define exactly what needs to be done, you'd be writing millions of books. Because it's such a delicate kind of thing, there is no way to define exactly what needs to be done. You need to have the chokhmah to be able to deal with each thing at that moment. I mean, the question is, Yosheva doing right here or wrong here? I mean, the simon ends up being in the end that he was wrong. He didn't take it as being, you know, we don't go by signs, we go by intelligence. So he's vayizak, and he is saved. So when they noted that he indeed was not the Melech Yisrael, so they realized that they're going after the wrong guy. And immediately, even though he's obviously somebody very important, they were under orders that they're not meant to be attacking the Jews. It's an amazing situation. In other words, there's this sense over here of, as far as Aram is concerned, we have a Brit. The guy who's being made for the Brit, Beitaina, is him, is Melech Yisrael. And indeed, that was the vision of Michayu, remember. He saw Ein Adonim La'ela. He wants to destroy the Malchus. As far as all of these people are concerned, they can all go home in peace. Because Ein Adonim La'ela. So the Tzon were saved. And the Melech Aram himself never went after the Tzon. So Vayashuv Me'acharav, V'ish Mashach B'keshet L'tumo, we just had the Machlokas in Sanhedrin. L'tumo can mean L'tamem, to show. Two Nevi'iyot, one the Nevi'is of Michayu, that's no way that he's going to get back in peace. And the other one, this is the Timum of the horrible Nevi'is of Elio, that the dogs will lick your blood, and this is where it happens. So a man pulls back on his arrow, and he just lets go a shot. And simply by accident, that shot gets right between the chinks of the armor. So, Vayakeh et Melech Yisrael bein ha-devakim u bein ha-shiryon. So it hits him specifically between the armor, and it got between into his body. Vayomer l'rakavo, he tells the driver, Afochi adechavo tzini min ha-machaneki ocholeti. I don't want anybody to know that I've been hit, because it's going to destroy the morale. So just keep me out of the front over here. Vata'aleha milchama bayomahu, va'amelech haya ma'omad b'merkava nochach Aram. And one of the great zechuyos of Achav that is mentioned by Chazal is that instead of going back for medical help, he didn't want anybody to know that he was hit, and he had them hold him up so that he wouldn't collapse in front of Aram, because people, the soldiers knew who he was, and he bled to death. Vayomot ba'erev, vayitzek dam hamaka ochekarochem. And the blood of his wound now had poured out into the inside of the tank and had nowhere to go. Vayavor harina b'machane. Now he dies in the evening. And the rina, we saw in Sanhedrin, why did it say harina? Because of ba'avod rishayim rina. And that's Ba'avod Achav ben Omri. There was a rina in the Shamayi because of the fact that he was a rasha. Here the simple meaning is a lashon of l'ranein. People were talking about it, so it got out. And this is as the sun is setting, Ishali rov, Ishali arzo. Everybody go back home. There is no one that is in charge of this war. So that means that what it was at Micha had seen was exactly what happened.
Ein Adonim Me'ela. They all sensed there's no one running this. And that was the point. There had been no one running anything for a while. And this was the sense that people had. So the Rina has a double meaning for the people as well. I'll finish with this guy already. Vayomot HaMelech Vayavo Shomron. And so the king died, was brought to Shomron. Vayikbru et HaMelech B'Shomron. And they buried him there because of the schus that he had, Araita Kinichnaakam. And therefore he will be brought to the grave. But they came and they brought the rechev to clean out the tank. So they took a hose and they were washing out the rechev by the Brechat Shomron. And the blood was all washed into Brechat Shomron and the dogs came. Vayaloku hakelavim et damo. The dogs came and licked his blood. Vahazonot rochatsu. And they cleaned the zonot. Some say that, as we saw in the Gemara, these weren't real zonot. These were pornographic images that were meant to turn on Achav. And they washed them off in the water. Kidva Adonai Asher Diber, exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said to Eliyahu. Of course, we know from the Pasuk that Etnan Zonah and Mechir Kelev are fundamentally related. So that that which is lowest in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of what is roi to bring as a korban lefanav, are those two things. The money for a zena and the price of a dog. And here the dogs and the zonot are what were washed in the blood of Achav. The yeter divrei Achav, of course it goes all the way back to the beginning of the whole story with the mifletzet, which was also a getter of zonot, which just coincidentally, which is amazing, this week, such a mifletzet was sold, I think, for a tremendous amount of money. It was this ancient dildo that had been sold. Did you see that article? The BBC had it. They had sold it for an enormous amount of money. And this was mamish, the getter of the mifletzet that had come together with the goyot that were the basis of the malchut of Yerevan.
Arrow that just by chance hits
the
story of the soldiers, that a bullet that was fired at the soldiers in Gaza just happened to hit the Ramon, the grenade that the officer was carrying, and that grenade exploded and killed him and the guy next to him and wounded two other soldiers. By the way, the son of David, the electrician, was in the same patrol. He mentioned it in the beginning this morning. He was the driver of the jeep.
Says that the Ish, what is it, the Ish Mashach? What Ish was it? Who exactly was the Ish? So Rashi brings the Ish was indeed Naaman. We'll see later on the story of Naaman. But one of the Mefarshim Tain is the Ish was Yehoshaphat. So that the whole thing, he brought in Yehoshaphat thinking Yehoshaphat's going to be the one that's going to save him. Tries to put his begotten on Yehoshaphat, that they should go after Yehoshaphat, and that he should be saved from the Nevius of Micha. And it turns out to be the opposite. Yehoshaphat is the one that accidentally kills him. V'yeter divrei Achav v'chol asher asa u'beit hashen asher bana v'chol harim asher bana. We know the Zechus, some of the Zechus of Omri was building cities in Eretz Yisrael, and was most of cities in Eretz Yisrael. This is what Achav would do. And Achav built a palace that was lined with ivory, built many cities in Eretz Yisrael. Elohim ketuvim al sifrei divrei hayamim l'malchei Yisrael. This, the details of history, can be found in divrei hayamim. Vayishkav. Sorry?
They found beautiful ivory decorations in Shomron, in the capital city, that they attribute to Achav.
We actually have some pictures in the Mikra, if you want to see those pictures. And so, Achav was buried. Vayimloch Achaziyahu benot Tachtav. His son, Achaziyahu, became king. Now getting back to Yehoshaphat, now that we've put the two together and seen the impact of Achav on Yehoshaphat. Indeed, Yehoshaphat ben Asa. Malach Yehuda, Bishnat Arba, Le'achav Melech Yisrael. So Yehoshaphat had become king in the fourth year of Achav's rule. Yehoshaphat was ben 35 shana b'mocho. He was 35 years old when he became king. Ve'esrim v'chamesh shana malach b'Yerushalayim. He was king for 25 years. V'shem imo Azuva bat Shilchi. And the name of his mother was Azuva.
Vayelech b'chol derech asa aviv lo sar mimenu la'azot ha'yashar b'enei Adonai. And he followed the path of his father Asa to go in the correct path, and up until the point at which he had gone together with Melech Yisrael. And but what he did, and we'll see, is that he was mashe. Achabamot lo saru, in his days as well, he was unable to get people away from the bamot. Oda am mizapchim u'mekatrim babamot. We continued on to worship in the bamot. Vayashlem Yehoshaphat im Melech Yisrael. And Asa, it says before that Asa used to fight Baasha, despite the fact that Baasha was the one who destroyed the entire family of Yerovam. We pointed out that idea that there's no such concept as my enemy's enemy is my friend. That doesn't work like that in Malchus Yehuda. But Yehoshaphat went to the other extreme, not because of Chas V'Shalom, any intention of befriending the enemy, but rather he went in order to be Makarev, and he was Mashlim with the Melech Yisrael. And what's interesting is that Chazal learned out from here, the Tanit Ve'eliyahu, that Minaylin Osei Isha L'Shem Gedula. How do we see that when somebody chooses a wife based on the Chashivut of that woman? That Sof Shema'amidim Olav Miota Mishpacha L'Ma'et Zaroahara. That in the end, that marriage serves not to increase one's offspring, but to destroy it. Because we find this in Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. He sees that Achav, Melech Yisrael, has 70 sons. This guy's going to be Yerush the whole world with his 70 sons. This. He goes and he gets married into that family. As it says in Divrei Hayamim, it says, Vayihi Yehoshaphat Oshev v'Chavod L'Rov, and it adds, and it doesn't say here, Vayitchaten L'Achav. He marries into Achav's family. And in the end, B'nei Achav destroy Yehoshaphat, because it says, V'Atalya Emachazya, goes ahead v'Ta'abed et kol Zera Melucha. So that the relationship of Ataliah, which comes to the children of Achav, destroys in the end the Mishpach of Yehoshaphat. So therefore it's put over here as a contrast to what it was that his father Asa had done. V'yet divrei Yehoshaphat u'gvurato v'asher asa v'asher nilcham Elohim ketuvim asifrei divrei hayamim l'malchei Yehuda v'yeter ha'kadesh asher nishar b'mei Asa aviv b'er min ha'aretz. Not only that, but the sexual decline that had still been left at the time of Asa, he completely and totally wiped out. And now, this entire period, u'melech ein be'edom, this entire period, we put together with Yehoshaphat. So that, as we saw earlier, they had gone now, David, Yoab, to destroy the Malchus of Edom. And it was a Nitzav Melech, that instead it was a governor of Yisrael, that served as the one who was the Melech. The moment now that Yehoshaphat died, he was no longer able to maintain the Tkifas HaMalchus. And at that point, we find that Malchus Edom was Hoshea. So now, here it just appears as an aside, that Melech, Ein Be'edom Nitzav Melech, up until that point. And it's afterwards that we find all around the Goyim begin to now rebel against Yisrael. Yehoshaphat Asa, not only that, what he did was, Yehoshaphat Asa Oniot Tarshish Lalechet Ofira Lezahav V'lo Alach Ki Nishbru Oniot Betzion Gaver. So he had attempted to do now is the same as Shlomo, to go and to do all types of maritime trade, running boats out of Eilat and Etzion Gavra. Az Amar Achazia ben Achav Yehoshaphat, Yelchu Avadaim Avadera Boniot. So at that time, Achaziah, who was the son of Achav, offered a joint venture to go with his boats. And they said, we are more of a maritime people, and we're married into Tzor, and we will go with you in this venture. And at that point, he understood that it was because of his chibur with the mishpach of Achaz that it did not work out. And indeed, in Divrei Hayomim, the Navi comes to him and says to the Feresh, "Be'itchavrecha im Achazyo, it's because you became friends with him, parat Hashem et ma'asecha." And so when he offers to extend his help into trade, lo avaya v'lo avaya Yehoshaphat, we find that Yehoshaphat indeed that he accepted the words of the Navi and refused any further dealings with Chazion. Vayishkav Yehoshaphat im avotav, vayikaver im avotav be'ir David aviv, vayimloch Yehoram b'no tachav. Achaziyahu ben Achav,
Alach Yisrael b'Shomron b'Shnat 17 Shana LeYoshafat Melech Yehuda. It was the 17th year now of Yehoshaphat, in which Achaziah became king, and he was king only for 2 years. Well, Yimloch al Yisrael Shinatai. So that there are those who, as Rashi points out, this doesn't seem to make sense, because it says by Achav that he was Molech 22 years. And by Yehoshaphat, it says that he became king in the 4th year of Achav, which should have meant that Achav's years were completed in the 19th years of Yehoshaphat. So how could now he be Molech Achazio in the 17th years of Yehoshaphat? There seems to be a contradiction in the psukim that are given here, as Rashi's pointing out. All right, so, but we've already said, Rashi points out from Divrei HaYomim that there's something wrong with the Seder, because we're obviously counting to different points. We don't seem to be counting their actual years. And therefore, says Rashi, I believe that on the 4th year of Achav that is mentioned in Amidato Yehoshaphat, it's not including that 1st year. And that appears in many cases that way. And the same thing in the year that Yehoshaphat became king, that's not included in the 17 years. So again, it means we need to get into the details in the Seder Olam to be aimed on the actual years. Vayas hara b'nei Adonai, vayelech b'derech aviv, uv'derech imo, uv'derech Yerovam ben Nevat, asher achati Yisrael. He followed the worst now of his fathers, so that after now the death of Achav, things didn't change. Achaziah followed the path of Yerovam ben Nevat. Vayavad et Habal, vayishtachavelo, vayachis et Adonai Elohei Yisrael, kekol asher asa aviv, and there was no change for the better. And with that we come to the end of the Omri, Achav, Achaziah Malchut, and it's at the beginning at this time. It's the beginning of the end for the control over the Umot Olam, of Edom, of Moab, as we're going to see here. Some of the details, far more of the details, occur later. And how it is that Achaziah comes to an end, we will see in our following parak. Of course, the fact that this is the end of a book is meaningless when it comes to our own measurements, because there's no such thing as Malachim Aleph or Malachim Beit. But clearly, that sense of ending, the Goyim must have sensed that if they were going to split it, this is where they split it, which is strange, because, Lamaisa Achaziah is still here. If you're going to draw the line, you're going to draw the line at the end of the last attempt to actually do something with the Malchus Yerovam. And that was this parak. That there was still the godless, the building of cities, and the Tosefet. Achaziah is all downhill. And the falling apart, the disintegration of Malchus Yisrael is what follows.